Mary had a little lamb.
We believe that all men are created
equal
to the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
You can't just talk about deconstructing the administrative state. You have to do it. You have to take on the deep state. You have to do it. You have to be prepared to go to prison. I get prison sentences all over.
Okay. I guess it's your duty to go to prison now.
Men and women of America throughout our history have shed blood, lost their lives.
You're going to shed blood for
the defense of this country, defense of what we stand for, defense of our values, defense of the Constitution. And for me, it's a much smaller sacrifice to be willing to go to prison as I now have been ordered to do.
What an idiot. He has a nice life, believe it or not, on Palm Beach, on the island, He has a lovely life. He has a girlfriend who will wear a red, white, and blue bikini for him. He's got a little boogie board there at his disposal. He could have just, you know, lived his life at 74 years old, but oh no. He defied a congressional subpoena. Does anybody remember that in the January 6th Select Committee, he was subpoenaed to testify and to bring documents, et cetera, about, fake electors and other things that he knew about. And he refused. He denied Congress, compliance. He just said no. And we were all sitting here wondering, remember this? Is there a prison under the House of Representatives? And do they go there? And will people, will the sergeant at arms go and arrest people that are defying their subpoenas? This isn't even to mention the people who are on various committees and are serving in Congress as people who took an oath to protect and defend the Constitution as Congress members, like Jim Jordan, who defied a congressional subpoena, and others, okay? Peter Navarro, though, was in defiance of a congressional subpoena, a court ordered him to, either comply or go to jail. He refused to comply, and so he got himself like a nice 4-month prison sentence, federal prison, because it was a federal subpoena, right? A federal subpoena. And this is why I think now it's starting to make sense to me, because yesterday we were going over the fact that Bannon is telling people that if you really want to prove your loyalty to Donald Trump, you're going to have to do some time. He's building up a mob family, not a government. It's a mob family, right? And so now you got to actually prove your loyalty to the Godfather. You have to, do something, do a favor for him, right? Because he'll never ask another favor if you don't go to jail for him in the first place, right? So he's asking these people to go to jail for him, and Navarro is actually doing it. He's actually doing it. Manafort did it before him. Oh, wait, Manafort's back. This is crazy, but it all makes sense now. It's like the greatest movie ever not made. It has to get made. This movie has to get made. And, anybody that, when I retire and I have all day to write, I would love to be on that team that writes this, because my memory is long. My writing skills are good. Okay? But here's Peter Navarro today.
Every person who has taken me on this road to that prison is a friggin' Democrat and a Trump hater. It starts with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who forms the J6 committee. I'm pissed. That's what I'm feeling right now. But I'm also afraid of only one thing. I'm afraid for this country, because this, what they're doing, should have a chilling effect on every American, regardless of their party. If they come for me, they can come for you.
Why would they come for me, Peter? I never defied a congressional subpoena. They have no reason to come for me. I didn't defy, they didn't issue me a subpoena to appear, and I didn't defy the subpoena to appear. Why would they come for me? Loser. I mean, obviously, this is, he could have, like I said, I know his life. I've seen him. I have run into him. He's a local. Okay. And the idea that he could have just went and testified and said, I don't recall 1,852 times, and had himself a nice life on Palm Beach, should not be lost on any of you. He is doing this as a loyalty pledge. He wants back into the game. He's 74 freaking years old. This is the old white man's. I mean, how many people that aren't old white men attached to Donald Trump would get away with this crap? Like, no one. No one would get away with this. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Now, you know, Bannon is the next one to face the court, right? Because Bannon also defied a congressional subpoena. This is the other thing, because the fraud, that's, oh God, there's so many trials around these people. So Bannon, you know, the federal trial, we build the wall. It was federal because it was interstate commerce. It was, a wire fraud. Why? Because he was doing it on the internet, right? He was raising money on the internet for a fake charity that he made with a wounded veteran named Kolfage, and they stole the money. For the we build the wall stupid thing, okay? They stole the money. So that's what that was the fact. And Donald Trump pardoned him for that, right? That's Bannon. Now there's a state trial about the same thing. State trial, New York. And also he's got this little problem with defying a congressional subpoena. Same thing. Same thing. And that's why he's talking about you have to be willing to go to jail.
You can't just talk about deconstructing the administrative state. You have to do it. You have to take on the deep state. You have to do it. You have to be prepared to go to prison.
For the deep
I get prison sentences all over.
All over the place. So the deep state, what is exactly the deep state and why are they willing to go to prison to abolish it? What is the deep state and why are they willing to go to jail to abolish it? So I want you to understand that they're not willing to go to jail to abolish the deep state. They're willing to go to jail to create an autocracy. They're willing to go to jail to create an oligarchy. They're willing to go to jail to disrupt and dismantle democracy itself. Because the deep state, you know, I gotta hand it to the New York Times. I wish I, had done this, okay? I wish I had time to do this or the skills. But the New York Times actually went there and took a look at the deep state and is now going to show it to you.
I will totally obliterate the deep state. I will fire.
Donald Trump is obsessed with the deep state.
The deep state, deep state, the deep state is destroying our nation.
Either the deep state destroys America or we destroy the deep state.
And many Republicans are widening his paranoia.
These unelected bureaucrats ruining this country.
From a cabal of security agents to
the sick political class that hates our country.
If elected, Trump's vowed to gut the federal government.
Reinstate the Schedule F executive order and, quote, fire rogue bureaucrats.
But who are these bureaucrats and what makes them so dangerous? We needed answers, so we took a trip across America.
In 100 yards, take the exit.
In search of the people behind this threatening entity.
Look at it.
First stop, Huntsville, Alabama. Sure looks like some nefarious government activity happens around here.
You have reached your destination.
Meet Scott Bellamy.
I am a mission manager in the Planetary Missions Program Office.
He drives a Nissan Titan 4x4. He's loved Star Trek since he was a kid.
Of course I have a favorite character. It's either Captain Kirk or Mr. Spock.
And he may have quite literally saved the planet from annihilation.
Potentially.
You see, Scott managed a mission called
the Double Asteroid Redirection Test.
And back in 2022, his team used your tax dollars to pull off something kind of incredible.
You have an asteroid and you have a spacecraft, and you fly the spacecraft into the asteroid and try to change the trajectory of that asteroid. It's like playing pool in space. Everybody was holding their breath. Yeah, this is the moment of truth. Did we hit it?
We got it?
And we have impact.
They knocked an asteroid off its course. Proving something that had previously only been done in movies.
Saving the world from an Armageddon scenario, potentially.
I am the chosen one.
You know, we can't have a deep state. We can't have science-y people. We can't have asteroid-y people. We can't have, you know, people that are on the case to get the water clean, lead-free. We can't have people, you know, that actually investigate the story that we were talking about. Remember the story about children working in slaughterhouses? Did anything ever happen with that story? Oh, that's right. There's a deep state.